Now we're going to return to these proposed changes to rent pressure zones, which are expected to be signed off by Cabinet tomorrow. The finer detail is still not clear, but it is expected. Rents for new built properties will no longer be capped at 2% annually. There'll be no changes for existing renters if they stay in their current tenancy for a period of 6 years. But a landlord could reset the rent for a new tenant at the market rate. For reaction to what we know so far, Mary Conway, chairperson of the Irish Property Association, Property Owners Association, is on the line. The Property Owners Association represents full and part-time landlords. Mary, good morning.
Good morning.
And your organisation has been urging government to scrap the rent pressure zones, which cap the rent increases at 2% annually or the rate of inflation. So I know we're light on detail, but what do you think of what you're hearing so far?
Well, we would welcome the chance to reset rents after a tenant leaves, because that's one of the biggest disincentives to new investment coming into the market at the private investor level. Because if in the current regime, if a property is sold, a new investor isn't going to buy it, because it's capped at the old rent. Now, that's particularly significant down around the country where landlords are leaving and there's no incentive for any other landlords to buy the property and keep the property in the rental market. As you said, everything is very low on the detail yet. Mm. We would feel there's a lot of focus on apartments in Dublin, which is great. It's wonderful to see investment coming in. But we would represent a lot of one-owner landlords down around the country. And if they exit the market in those areas, there's no incentive for somebody to come back in.
Do you think within what we know that there would be greater encouragement to the one owner type landlord or the 10 owner type landlord to increase the rooms they have in the market, or indeed for new people to enter the market at your level?
Well, we would hope that would be the case, because a lot of the focus is at the higher level of the market, and the people I represent would be the one owner landlords in Leitrim or Roscommon, Kerry, wherever they've bought something to supplement their pension along the way. And we see that now when tenants leave, the properties are being sold.
Here's a question, though, and you may have some ideas or proposals. How do you decide the market rate? Who decides?
It's based on comparables of other properties in the area.
Well, who does
it? It's taken really off websites like Daft, where other properties are advertised.
And we know it's always about what the market will bear and so on. But do you think that landlords should be at large to make that decision themselves, or should that be controlled perhaps by the Residential Tenancies Board or some such agency?
Well, the thing about it is there's only a certain level of rent that a tenant is in a position to pay.
Yeah, I know, but so there's the higher end, the middle market, end and the lower end of that,
yeah,
you know.
The market will meet its own level. If a landlord puts up a property that's overpriced, they'll know very quickly when there's no interest in it that it's over-rented.
And is it your understanding that the rent pressure zones would stay in place for existing tenancies, but that tenants in those properties will now enjoy, if you like, that 6 year protection?
That's not very clear as to whether it's the new tenancies coming in or the existing tenancies, because we already have tenancies of indefinite duration, which means a tenant can only be asked to leave whether for the six reasons that they've misbehaved.
But you have the capacity to increase rents annually to the 2%.
Yeah, 2% is very marginal, but we welcome any increase at this stage, but particularly the ability to able to reset rents when a tenant leaves.
All right, we'll have more on this story. And as I say, the detail is still light, but maybe we'll get more clarity from government throughout the day. For now, Mary Conway of the Irish Property Owners Association, thank you. 8 minutes to 8, back with business after this.